This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greenson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Paul Cormier. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. And everyone will want to hear, Paul is the CEO of Red Hat. Now, Red Hat has more history than anyone, was the biggest IPO in 1999, record-breaking. In 2012, they became the first billion-dollar open source. In 2019, IBM acquired them for $34 billion, which is a record. And right now, they have a really interesting model that they are a neutral entity within IBM. And everyone knows the brand Red Hat, but to you, what really is the brand Red Hat about?
I think that the brand Red Hat, we sort of evolved it over the last 20 years. And it really is about the root of it is open. It's about open development and technology. But I think what's evolved is we've evolved it to open, but also enterprise, class software as well. I oftentimes say that lots of people want to call us an open source company. We're not an open source company. We're an enterprise software company with an open source development model.
What exactly does that mean?
That means that as an enterprise software company, our customers rely on us to run their business. Our products run their business. Our customers can't afford to be down. They need high performance. They need availability. They need world-class support. They need everything. That's what we build to. But we do it all within an open source development model. And what that means is that every line of code that we write, we put back up to the open source community so where that came from can get better. It's an iterative process. When we make an improvement on one piece, we give it back. The community makes it better and better and better. We all get to use that. It's that iterative process. That is the innovation engine. Open source has become really the innovation engine in the technology field today. The problems we're solving with OpenShift are just way too big for one company to be able to solve by themselves.
Okay, so I'm going to ask about the innovation, but the first question about open sourcing is security. So are there security problems with open source concept?
Biggest myth in technology. Open source, in many respects, is more secure than proprietary software. And think about it. With open source, everyone gets to see your code. You can't hide. You know, in the proprietary world, only one company gets to see what's really in there. So I'm not saying that proprietary companies would do this, but they get to choose when they're going to fix a bug or close a security hole, etc. They get to choose because they're the only ones that can see the code. In our world, our code's out there for everyone to see. So if there's a security problem in it, it gets noticed very, very quickly, and which means it gets fixed very, very quickly.
So now, thank you for explaining that. So now let's talk about the innovation engine. What types of things are you doing with open source for enterprise solutions that couldn't be done otherwise?
Well, the heart of it all is Linux based. So when we, you know, I've been with Red Hat for 20 years. I was employee 120 or so, something like that.
16,000.
Right. So when I first joined, Linux was for hobbyists. It was really, we were selling Linux as box product in the bookstores, in retail. And what we really decided to do was move it to the enterprise. And we had to do various things to make it capable and usable in running enterprise class companies. And so what's happened was we made Linux so strong, and the community made Linux so strong and even stronger behind that, what's happened was Linux became very powerful. And because it was so powerful and it was so readily available and it was free, that became the innovation engine. And by that, people started to build around Linux. So things came, you know, virtualization built around Linux, the cloud built around Linux, virtually every cloud today is run with Linux at its base. That's because it, you know, that iterative process and the fact that it was open, it just got better and better and better. And that's become the innovation engine between Linux and open source. So all these things you're seeing coming now with cloud computing, hybrid cloud computing, containers, all of these things, yes, they're open source, but they're all built in and around Linux. And that's been the phenomenon over the last 20 years. When we started with RHEL, which is our enterprise Linux product, it really was about a commodity play. We were trying to make a less expensive Unix-like system. But what happened over those years, it really became the innovation engine, and that's really where it is today.
This is Robert Breese, and I'm on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Paul Cormier, and he is the CEO of Red Hat. So we've been talking about open sourcing, we've been talking about Linux, the whole process and the advantages, how it's the future. Now, you're an engineer, and how does engineering fit into this? What can CEOs learn from engineers today? Because CEOs are much more interested. They know in this pandemic they're going through dramatic technology changes. How does the whole engineer thinking fit into that?
Logic.
I like it. One word, just logic.
I mean, you know, we're in such a society right now where everything's got intertwined. I mean, even if you tease apart, and I know we'll talk about it later, but if you tease apart hybrid cloud, what it really means is you're bringing together all various disparate platforms where you run your applications, and you're bringing them together to be managed, secured, operated as one. And so it's gotten so much more powerful, but at the same time, it's gotten so much more complex. And so you really have to look at problems and tease it apart and take the smallest piece of the problem that you can fix and grow it from there. And that's how engineers think. And I think now in the technology world, I think you're seeing it a lot. You're seeing it with Satya Nadella at Microsoft. You're seeing it with Arvind Krishna at IBM. And even myself here, engineers are starting to be very much the ones that are leading these technology companies because the technology is getting very powerful but complex. And being able to make decisions on the fly and fast moving, we have to make decisions very, very quickly. So you have to really understand how things work, but also understand the right questions to ask to be able to do that.
So how is someone who's illogical, what's the first step where they become logical? I mean, I remember I was speaking.
I didn't say illogical. I didn't.
Here's what he was talking about. He said he was telling me that the greatest CEOs are dyslexic because they think A, B, Z. Is that logic or not? What could CEOs learn on how they could be logical and they don't have to get the whole engineering degree?
Focused. I mean, I've been told that many engineers might even be ADD a bit. And one of the traits of that, I've even had my wife say that about me a few times actually. But one of the traits of that is hyper focus. And so being able to focus on a problem and really pick apart in your mind the pieces that make up whatever you're trying to solve, that's really, I think, the secret. And I think that's how engineers work. Engineers design things in their heads, the big picture in their heads first, and then attack it in small chunks. So I think thinking that way is I think a way to really attack this. You don't have to be an engineer to really do that. It's just a way of thinking, I think.
I like that. So you've 1 minute left. Talk about post-pandemic, what the future of business is, and where Red Hat will fit in on the enterprise side.
Well, I hate to use this, but I think how we work is going to become a hybrid model. Going into the pandemic, I would say we were a pretty remote company. Probably 25% of our population was 100% remote before the pandemic, mostly engineering. We've now been 100% remote for 8 months, 9 months now, and it's we've done great. We've continued to grow, et cetera. But, you know, so for the most part, we're able to communicate like this, we're able to work like this, et cetera. But I still do miss the days where I'm on a whiteboard with four or five of my colleagues trying to think out a problem, right? And so I think we're going to go to a hybrid approach. I still think we'll have a certain amount of the population that works remote 100% of the time, but I think we'll have a big part of us that will say, you know what, let's all be in the same place on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, or Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and we'll get all the things we needed for that type of collaboration on those days, and then we'll go back and do what we need to do. I think what's really happened is even some of the companies that weren't that accepting of work from home have now forced to have work from home, and they've realized that in many cases, productivity goes up with it. So I think you have to accept it, and I think you have to work it in to what's the right model for you.
This is Robert Russo on the CEO Show, and when we come back, we're going to be speaking more with Paul, the CEO of Red Hat. We're going to talk about the relationship with IBM, his leadership philosophy, and hopefully the future of cloud. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greenstone, the CEO Show, and we are with the CEO of Red Hat. So, Paul, we're talking about engineering, but what was interesting is in 2019, IBM purchased for $34 billion, the record, Red Hat. So let's talk about you have this unique position where you're a neutral entity within IBM. How does all of this work out? How do you fit into the culture? What is the relationship like?
Yeah, it's a really interesting setup. So I report to the CEO of IBM, which is Arvind Krishna. He's my board. You know, we were a public company, so I look at Arvind as my board. The only thing that we really integrate with them is we roll up our numbers through them. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, we talk about what our growth should look like, what our margin should look like. And I talk about that with Arvind, and then we go off and we execute to that. They don't really get involved in what we should be building, what our roadmap should be, who we should be partnering with, what our ecosystem should look like. We do that for whatever is good for Red Hat, whatever is good for the Red Hat business. And the thought process from IBM is what's good for the Red Hat business will be good for the IBM business on top of that. And so you have to be very trusting with each other, and I think we are. But that's really the thought process about it, because what it's all about now is with hybrid cloud is the ability to bring together multiple clouds, bring together on-premise applications, bring together things that come from other partners, and being able to bring that together as one, which is what we do, that's where the value is and the strength is to our customer base. So they have to let us have those relationships in the ecosystem that's good for our business.
So what will the future of business be then? And where will hybrid clouds, elastic clouds fit in, and what should CEOs be thinking?
I mean, you know, this whole thing, when many of the cloud providers started out 12 or 13, 14 years ago, really the narrative from many of them was every application is going to move to the cloud tomorrow. That just, you know, I said this earlier, that just wasn't logical. That's not going to happen. And what's really happened is we have applications now that are running in multiple places, on-premise, in on bare-bones machines, as virtual machines on-premise. Customers have private clouds. And what happened, it became multiple public clouds sprung up, and customers want to run in multiple clouds. So really stitching that all together is really what hybrid is all about. I oftentimes say that hybrid is the new data center. The data center of yesterday, all sitting behind the customer's four walls and under one roof, is if it's not gone, it's very close to gone. It's really about running applications where it makes sense to run the application. It's now even moving all the way out to the edge. So, for example, in manufacturing, right, car companies are using computing on the factory floor to figure out how pure a paint job is on a car coming off the line. The compute has to be close to where the car is manufactured. The data has to be close to where that compute is, and that all has to get rules back from the data center. So really the data center now has really become spread outside the walls of any one company and really spread across multiple footprints. But a CIO really has to look at managing, securing, and operating that as one, even though they're geographically disparate.
Hmm. Interesting. So how would you define what your leadership philosophy is then? And I know logic ties into it, but talk about it.
You know, the other thing that's big, and we take that from how open source development works, is open. You know what? Title doesn't make you the smartest person in the room. That's the logic that I, in fact, typically it's the other way around, I think. And so, the best idea wins. That's how open source development is done, is the best idea wins, and that's how we run the company. Everyone has a voice. And it doesn't say we take a vote on everything. At some point, someone has to make a decision. But every person's idea is valuable and worth listening to. And that's part of that iterative process of getting the best idea and the best end product at the end of the day. And that's how we run it.
Believe it or not, I think it's the first time I've heard that. And to me, that was a profound thought, that the concept of open source is analogous to strong leadership.
I think so. I absolutely think so.
Oh, that's great. So I want to go back, because you did something in your career where you took a real risk, you know, and Red Hat was Linux, and it was being sold like in a retail conventional way. And all of a sudden you moved into this concept, which now, you know, the subscription model is ubiquitous. But back then you took a big risk. Talk about what you did and the courage and what your thinking was there.
Yeah, I mean, what we did was we were based in retail, $29.95 a box, and that just wasn't scaling. And we went to really where we moved to the enterprise, and we talked to enterprise customers. Originally, it was the banking industry on Wall Street, and they told us they loved Linux, but here were all the issues that they had and what they were trying to solve to it. And we addressed all those issues, and we moved to a new product line that was focused on the enterprise. But we knew that the old one in retail was called Red Hat Linux. We knew if we called this Red Hat Linux, there would always be confusion on which was which. So we literally had to cancel that product line. Red Hat Linux at the time was the leading Linux for hobbyists. We stopped that product, which was very controversial, and we went to the new one, which we called RHEL, Red Hat Enterprise Linux, which was built in a slightly different way, supported in a slightly different way. And actually, the risk was the CEO at the time didn't want me to do it. And I sort of put my badge on the table and bet him that this was the way to go. And I said, we'll do this many units in the first quarter. And so he didn't think so. And so the deal was I'd come back in 90 days. If I hit my number, I'd keep going. If I didn't, I'd leave. And that was the risk. That's how much I believed in it.
Wow. And you look back and you say, your advice to CEOs and leader based on that is?
You know, you can't do that on every disagreement. But when you feel strongly on something, you have to take it. Something big like that. This was what's the company going to become. And you maybe get one of those points in your career, maybe. And I think, you know, you have to have the vigilance to do that, because you'll never be happy. You'll always go back and say, I should have done that. Maybe I should have done that. You know what? If it didn't work out, I would have found another job. It would have been okay. And I think that's trust yourself.
And there you have it. Paul, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And everyone, we have 600,000 listeners listening in. Just remember this. The concept of open sourcing and best idea wins is really at the heart of the new leadership model, and that keyword is open. There you have it.
Great.
Well done, sir.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8888.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Neeraj Gunsekar. How are you, Neeraj?
I'm good, Robert. How are you today?
Good. And Neeraj is CEO of Byte, and this is an organization that has completely disrupted the dental industry. Has a product that's probably like no other you've seen. They're growing 1,000% a year while keeping their margins And it's all through a great customer model. So talk about what the company is.
Yeah, Robert. So Bites, you know, the number one consumer-rated at-home orthodontic treatment. So if you think about it, you know, we let consumers go through the process of straightening their teeth from the comfort of their home. And the real beauty of this business was when we first started it, when the founders first started it, they were really focused on putting the consumer first and foremost. And if we had gotten that experience right, meaning the delivery of the treatment plans, the delivery of the impression kits, the entire experience of making a consumer feel safe and comfortable throughout this journey from the comfort of their home, we knew that in the end, this was the way orthodontics were going to be treated for the cases that we focus on, which are mild to moderate cases. And that's why you see this astronomical growth. We were already growing pretty significantly, I would say 400-500% year over year, but that's more than double during the pandemic to nearly a $200 million run rate from, you know, $15 million of revenue last year. So just a phenomenal, phenomenal story of building a consumer-centric business and focusing on that from the ground up.
So how do you grow during the pandemic?
Yeah, so, you know, early on, Robert, we noticed that consumers were driving to our site and wanting this product and experience. And so when we first hit the pandemic and when they first went quarantined, we noticed that all the competitive landscape had to pull back because they had storefronts they had to shut down. They couldn't figure out the direct-to-consumer model. And when we noticed that, and we were already a profitable enterprise, so we were already making money, I made the decision early on to double down on our team and experience and make sure that consumers across the country during this time frame felt like this was a brand they could trust and were safe. So we used to, you know, let consumers know, hey, there's going to be some shipping delays. And we developed that trust already that they were able to kind of work with us on those things. You know, but we also over-delivered during this time frame. Aligners were shipped out to consumers well within the time frame once we got everything up and running. And what ended up happening was in this large category, we elevated in front of everybody else when we thought about this treatment. So by doubling down and investing more in the business during this time frame and actually growing from 100 people in January to 500 people today. And think about this within a, wow, within a shelter in place kind of stay at home environment, we were able to make sure that consumers knew that we were there for them. And that really elevated us during this time frame.
Okay. Later on, I'm going to want to talk about the leadership because that's a challenge, jumping from 100 to 500 people. But walk me through how it could actually work. How could Bite actually work without a dentist? What's the process?
So we do have dentists. So every treatment plan is overseen by a dentist that they sign off on. But the entire process is, if you think about it, over the last 30, 40, 50 years, orthodontic care was very inaccessible and very difficult to afford for most consumers in the country. We call this the underserved side of the market. You know, less than 40% of counties in the U.S. actually have an orthodontist. And people don't realize these things. So
is that true?
That is true. And so wow, when a product and offering is out there to make things more accessible and make things more affordable, you can just see you bring a huge, huge amount of consumers into the market to focus on oral care that weren't before. And so the way the process works is we deliver you an impression kit to your home. You remember the days back when we used to get braces or brackets or whatever. We had to put that, the putty in our mouth. So we just deliver that at home. We give the consumers a very descriptive way of taking their own impressions.
Oh.
Yep. They send those impressions back to us, all taken care of by through USPS, you know, postmarked package. And then we go through our 3D treatment planning. So we've built a very large office in Costa Rica where a lot of the top 3D technology software developers are. Invisalign went out there 25 years ago, so we built our practice out there. And we turn around those treatment plans that are overseen by a dentist that is registered in your state to the consumer, and then you sign up, and then we deliver those aligners to you. So everything is overseen by a dentist or an orthodontist in that state that's registered. It's just the convenience and the affordability that makes it unique and different for the country.
Well, what's the difference between the convenience? How long does it take to receive?
So our treatment plans are the shortest in the industries. We do focus on mild to moderate cases. You know, Robert, you can probably all tell as everybody stops wearing their retainers, you know, in their 20s and 30s. And then as you get in your 40s, you know, your teeth start to shift a little bit. And so we really focus a lot on these mild to moderate cases. And we also include something called the HyperBite, which is a high-frequency vibration technology, which you get, you use every night for about 5 minutes. And that shortens the treatment time from roughly 6 months, if you're going with some other products, to 3 months. So you can see in a very short period of time, you get your smile back. And we would like to say we're changing the world one smile at a time. And that's how we think about it. And that's why consumers really love the product.
So it's only 3 months. If this is not for the intense cases with crooked teeth, but this is someone where your teeth have started to shift, like, and I have to say, I know a lot of CEOs like that, you know, but it happens, right?
Yeah, so, it happens, and it's cosmetic in nature, right? A lot of people feel like they do want to get their teeth back, and people, one of the stats, Robert, that's really shocking to me is 1 in 4 people in the country are afraid to open their mouth by the way their teeth look. And being able to give them that, people don't recognize these things. That on top of that, you know, when you're in job interviews, I hate to say this, but sometimes people make a false impression on somebody just by the way their teeth look. And what it means is we want to be able to give everybody across the country the opportunity to get their smile back and to have that same level playing ground when we think about things like job interviews and all these different things. People don't think about that.
You
can
do that basically in 3 months. That's really fast. What about the whole, and it seems like I get it that people could do the imprints. That works out. They get it within like a week or two or something like that.
Yeah. So after you sign off for your treatment plan, you'll get your aligners within 2 to 3 weeks, and you get the full set of, let's say, 13, 14 weeks of aligners.
Yep.
At one time. And then you just go through those week or 2 week at a time.
How about the cost though? How does that?
So the cost is a significant, it's a fraction of what's been out there for years and years and years. So you're looking at, if you want to finance it through a Bite Pay program, you're looking at $80 to $85 a month for about 25 months. And then if you're looking to just pay up front, it's about $1,800 for the all day aligners, meaning you're going for 22 hours a day. But then we also have a night aligner product where you can just wear the aligners for 10 hours at night. You think about the working professional. You know, people who speak on Zoom interviews all day, they can't wear their aligners. We've got a product for everybody. So it's about a fourth of what it would cost if you go through your normal orthodontic practice.
So what advice do you have to CEOs at succeeding through this pandemic? I know you doubled down and now you're having 1,000% growth a year. What advice you have in all different industries, people in travel and retail.
I agree. I think CEOs have to kind of look past what they used to do and try to see what the new normal is. And so I think in this new normal, you're going to have a lot of things that have changed forever. So I think consumers are going to be looking for much more convenience, much more accessibility from their home. You look at brands like Peloton, you know, we're on a Zoom call today. You know, they've all skyrocketed because they built infrastructure that was probably really going to take off about 4 or 5 years ago. But, you know, I've been watching a lot of news and watching a lot of these CEOs saying we've advanced by about 5 years. So my thing in your specific industry, really try to look out and what you see, what the consumer expectations are, where they're going, and build applications, build experiences around that. And once again, I just anchor on that and then build trust as you're doing that. Because consumers are going to start shrinking the amount of brands and experiences they have to a couple that kind of do a lot of stuff in their life. You think about the growth of Apple, you think about the growth of Google, other industries or other verticals, you're going to see similar things. And so really double down on trust and really spend a lot of time thinking about the future.
And what are you looking at? What is the future for Bite?
So I think the future for Bite is to continue to just nail that customer experience down, work with the industry a lot. I think one of the things that I learned in my career is that word disruption can sometimes be used the wrong way. I like to look at the word innovation. Let's help the industry innovate. I think we've all looked at dentists and orthodontists for the last 50, 60, 70 years as kind of this painful exercise in getting your teeth fixed or your teeth straightened. And I think there's a way to improve that with technology, with innovation, and help the entire industry elevate. One of the things, Robert, we noticed that's really important is as more and more people that didn't have a dentist relationship or an orthodontist relationship use Bite aligners, the first thing they ask after they've strengthened their teeth and straightened their teeth is, hey, do you have a good dentist I can connect with? Because I want to protect my investment. And so I think one of the things we want to do is make sure that narrative gets out there, because we believe that as Bite grows and is successful, we can elevate the entire industry. And so I spend a tremendous amount of time with the industry because I believe that 1 + 1 can equal 3 here, and we can help all tides rise.
On that inspirational note, a pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
You as well, Robert. Thanks so much for having me on.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with John Lear. How are you, John?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you very much.
John is the CEO and head of a really important organization, the Parkinson's Foundation. And I think it'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who does not know someone who's been touched by Parkinson's. Let's first start talking about what Parkinson's is, and then we'll talk about the foundation and your new initiatives.
Terrific. Yeah, thanks, Robert. So Parkinson's is a disease that, you know, as you say, most people are aware of. There's some fairly prominent individuals that we know. Muhammad Ali obviously had Parkinson's disease. Michael J. Fox, the actor, has Parkinson's disease. Alan Alda, the actor, has Parkinson's disease. And So I think people have seen it, they're aware of it, but most people tend to think of it as, you know, movements and, you know, maybe a resting tremor. Those are certainly the case with Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali. But it's actually a much more complex disease than people really think. It's not just what – it's known as a movement disorder disease, but it really is truly a whole-body disease. And I think as we learn and understand a lot more through research about Parkinson's, we recognize that it really – recognize that it actually does affect the entire body. It's a disease that is diagnosed usually later in life. So when people think about Michael J. Fox, he had early onset Parkinson's. He was diagnosed when he was 29 years old, maybe a little earlier than that. But that's a very unusual circumstance. Most people are diagnosed in their mid-60s to late 60s. It affects more men than women, but not by too much. And then in addition to the million Americans, there are another 10 million estimated people with Parkinson's worldwide. I think in the United States, we're fortunate to have such a good healthcare system that we're able to care for people with Parkinson's fairly well. It is a neurological and degenerative disorder. So, once you get Parkinson's, you know, it doesn't ever get better, though there are certain things that can mitigate its rapid decline, particularly exercise. And then a drug that's called carbidopa levodopa, which is the one that most people take to help with their motor symptoms. There is a surgical procedure called deep brain stimulation where they put leads into your brain and they try to finesse it just properly so that you can get some relief from the motor symptoms. But in fact, Parkinson's can affect your mental health. It can affect your cognitive ability. It can affect GI, sleep. One of the first signs of Parkinson's beyond the resting tremor is a loss of sense of smell. I know that's very much in the news these days about coronavirus, but in Parkinson's, loss of smell is one of the first signs, resting tremor, whether it's in your arm or your leg. But
what exactly does resting tremor mean?
So it's like if you're sitting there and you're just sitting at a table and your hand is doing this or your leg is doing that, that's what we call resting tremor.
And does it usually come in hand or leg? Like what?
It can be in both hands, one hand, one leg, both legs, or all four. So you'll often see it in people's hands, but a lot of times people will say, you know, it was so unusual, my leg started shaking, and I just thought, you know, it was something other than what it turned out to be, which is Parkinson's. So that's a common sign, a symptom of Parkinson's disease. And then what you'll see is when you see people doing these broad movements, often that is a consequence of the medications they're taking. That's called dyskinesia. And when people are on the medication that helps them with Parkinson's, they actually will move more than otherwise.
There are no cures we're talking about. Let's say if someone thinks they might have something. What do they do to know whether they have it or not?
To answer your first question, there is no cure for Parkinson's. The best we can offer right now is a mitigation of symptoms. And that really comes primarily through one drug, as I mentioned earlier. It's a dopamine replacement therapy. So without getting too complex, what happens in Parkinson's is the dopamine in your brain, in a certain part of your brain, starts to dissipate. And so you take dopamine replacement therapy, and that helps with your movements. But, you know, it's a degenerative disease, and it doesn't get better, so there's no cure.
So how does someone find out? I was going to say I have breakfast with people all the time, and I see their handshakes when they're holding a coffee mug or something. But you don't have breakfast with people anymore, of course. But how does someone test out if it actually is Parkinson's or if it's something else?
Yeah, so the best way is through clinical diagnosis. Really, that is the only way, except for after death through autopsy. Generally, what happens is people will start seeing the signs and symptoms of the disease, the resting tremor, maybe a loss of sense of smell, a couple of other things that are common. And ultimately, what they will usually do is go to their primary care physician, and he or she will say, look, you know, this is what I think. And then ultimately, they'll get referred to a neurologist, who is the one that's going to really do the ultimate diagnosis of.
And do they know black and white whether it is or not, or is it a lot of gray area?
Yeah, so it's a lot of gray area. You know, once upon a time, there was a thought that it was one disease, and increasingly, it's thought that that maybe Parkinson's is really a spectrum of diseases. You know, the actor Robin Williams, you know, many people know him. He died of a disease called Lewy bodies, which is a disease very similar to Parkinson's. It usually starts with dementia and ends up with the movement disorders. Parkinson's often starts with the movement disorders and can end up with dementia in a certain percentage.
And does it move like from one leg to another leg, or?
It's a progressive disease. What we say about Parkinson's is no two people's course of disease is the same.
Okay, what advice do you have to CEOs? You know, we're on the CEO show. You're a CEO, and you're doing some great stuff. I know you have your seven core values of leadership, but we're not right now talking about your organization. We're more concerned about the million people and about the 60,000 every year.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, my take as a CEO is having a vision for where you want to go. You know, when I came into the Parkinson's community, we had just merged two smaller organizations into a much larger national, in fact, international organization. You know, we're very proud of the programs that we're doing in terms of care and education and training. I think we're in a new era when it comes to Parkinson's. Now, I will say one cautionary note there. There's been a lot of people who've said that in the past, and, you know, it's a difficult disease, and they've been proven wrong. But I feel like the scientific community is coalescing around some certain ideas in Parkinson's, genetics being one of them.
And there you have it. John, I really wish you the best of luck on something so critical. Congratulations on your important work and best moving forward.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Parkinson's and the great work we're doing on behalf of.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.